She musters a smile for his nostalgic tale. Never coming near what he wanted to say, only to realize it never really was. She had a place in his life.
Good Tuesday morning, you're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJOLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. On this week's episode for 490, it is Metal My Movie, where we take a look at the Music Box documentary from HBO, Yacht Rock. Up for DVD Tuesday for March the 25th, we have The Brutalist starring Adrian Brody. This one arrives out onto a physical media release. Definitely check this one out. It was my number one film of the year, and it is truly monumental to see. You also have the animation Memoirs of a Snail. That one arrives out onto a physical and digital release. Let's get to some music to get your morning started. Some metal music for Metal March. Signing off here onto this edition of Metal March here with Matt Parrish. We're going to hear An Age to Quell off of the album The Dust Forever. And then we're going to hear Unrequited with Departure Everlasting Dream. Really enjoyed this one. This one is off of the album A Pathway to the Moon. And then finally we send off Metal March inside of One Way and One Way Only, Ozzy Osbourne with Mama, I'm Coming Home, off of the album No More Tears. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. My name is Remy.
We get mobilized. Down. strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, it seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove me out. Yeah, you had me hypnotized, yeah. Lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes. You made me cry, you told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home. Selfish love, yeah, we're both alone. The right before the fall, yeah. But I'm gonna take this heart of stone. I just got to have it all. I've seen your face a hundred times. Every day we've been apart.
Welcome back. You're tuned in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM. Here inside of Montreal, we get to some of the new scores from cinema here, more precisely the newer soundtracks to the films. First off, we have Rachel Zegler with Waiting on a Wish from the new Snow White film from Disney Studios. As well, too, we get to Opus, which is Moretti, Nile Rodgers, and The Dream with the track Dina Simone. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal.
Little girl at a lonely well, with the same little tale to tell, feeling trapped by the walls that hold her. Feeling stuck in the story they've told her. Another day where she fades away, never daring to disobey. So she's dreaming all alone, sharing secrets with a stone. My father told me long ago, I braved a bitter storm of snow. Is that a girl I'll ever know again? I'm waiting on a wish beneath a thousand treetops, and as the silver sky stops, I send a whisper to the water. Waiting on a wish, holding out for someday, hoping somehow, someway, I'll become my father's daughter. I close my eyes and see the girl I'm meant to be. Is she a part of I've yet to find? Wondering, will she appear, or will I be forever here, waiting on a wish? Little girl by a wild wood, how she tries to be someone good. But in the shadow, the kingdom's caught in. Somehow fairness is long forgotten. So will she rise or bow her head? Will she lead or just be led? Is she the girl she always said she'd be? I'm waiting on a wish beneath a thousand treetops, and as the silver sky stops, I long to leave the walls behind me. Waiting on a wish, holding out for someday, hoping somehow, someway,
such a sweet little thing. And you deserve $1 million rings. I like your tight little jeans. And I love how she dresses like a saint. You smell like flowers by the glass. And she tastes like she lived life fast. Yeah, you model body bad. And the curves on her drive men mad.
Hold me, baby. Hold me tight. Kiss me, girl. It's Saturday night. See me watching you paint the town. She's with us, queens and crown. All I want is you and diamonds on me. Don't you ever show me mercy. I'm here alone with reservations for three. I need you, you too. Perfect, yeah.
Such a sweet little thing. And you deserve $1 million rings. I like your tight little jeans. And I love how she dresses like a saint. You smell like flowers out of glass. And she tastes like she lived life fast. Yeah, you model body bad. And the curves on her drive men mad. You chauffeur around all around the town in Cadillac sedan defills. And sex is your favorite thing. Cocaine and blue pills. You club, you ballet. She in the bedroom, her right here in the valet.
Bodies intertwined in the dark lights. Our souls exchange under the night sky. Raging bulls do we fall asleep. The sun is coming for us jealously.
Such a sweet little thing. And you deserve $1 million rings. I like your tight little jeans. And I love how she dresses like a saint. You smell like flowers out of glass. And she tastes like she lived life fast. Yeah, you model body bad. And the curves on her drive men mad. Yeah, such a sweet little thing. And you deserve $1 million rings. I like your tight little jeans. And I know how she feels like a saint. You smell like flowers by the glass. And she tastes like she lived life fast. Yeah, you model body bad. And the curves on her drive men mad.
From the film Opus, that was Dina Simone Moretti, played by John Malkovich, Nile Rodgers, and The Dream there with that track. Before that, you had Waiting on a Wish from Snow White from Rachel Zegler. Good morning, you're tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 6090 AM here inside Montreal. Before we get to some Cinematic Fridays from March 25th, we get to a classic here, and I thought it only fitting that we played something from the new Snow White, that we revisit a Disney classic here. Here's The Bells of Notre Dame from The Hunchback of Notre Dame here. Music here from Paul Kendall, David Oetgen, Sturz, Tony J, and Chorus. Once again, you're tuned in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, CJLO 6090 AM here in Montreal.
Thank you. morning in Paris, the city awakes to the bells of Notre Dame. The fisherman fishes, the bakerman bakes to the bells of Notre Dame. To the big bells as loud as the thunder, to the little bells soft as a psalm. And some say the soul of the city is the toll of the bells. The bells of Notre Dame. This, they're beautiful, no? So many colors of sound, so many changing moods. Because, you know, they don't ring all by themselves.
They don't?
Oh, silly boy. Up there, high in the dark bell tower, lives the mysterious bell ringer. Who is this creature?
Who?
What is he?
What?
How did he come to be there?
How?
Hush! And Clopin will tell you. It is a tale. A tale of a man and a monster. Dark was the night when our tale was begun. On the docks near Notre Dame.
Shut it up, will you? We'll be spotted.
Hush, little one.
Four frightened gypsies slid silently under the docks near Notre Dame.
Four guilders forsake passage into Paris.
But a trap had been laid for the gypsies, and they gazed up in fear and alarm at a figure whose clutches were iron as much as the bell.
Jean-Claude Rouleau, the bells
of Notre Dame. Judge Claude Frollo longed to purge the world of vice and sin. And he saw corruption everywhere, except within.
Bring these gypsy vermin to the Palace of Justice.
You there! What are you hiding?
Stolen goods, no doubt. Take them from her.
She ran.
This is an unholy demon. I'm sending it back to hell, where it belongs.
See there the innocent blood you have spilled on the steps of Notre Dame.
I am guiltless. She ran, I pursue.
Oh, you would add this child's blood to your guilt on the steps of Notre Dame.
My conscience is clear.
You can lie to yourself and your minions. You can claim that you haven't a qualm. But you never can run from nor hide what you've done from the eyes, the very eyes of Notre Dame.
And for one time in his life of power and control, Rollo felt a twinge of fear for his immortal soul.
What must I do?
Care for the child and raise it as your own.
What?
I am to be saddled with this misshapen. Very well. But let him live with you in your church.
Live here? Where?
Anywhere. Just so he's kept locked away where no one else can see. The bell tower, perhaps. And who knows, our Lord works in mysterious ways. Even this foul creature may yet prove one day to be of use to me.
And Frollo gave the child a cruel name, a name that means half full, Quasimodo. Now, here is a riddle to guess if you can sing the bells of Notre Dame. Who is the monster and who is the man?
Bells of Notre Dame there from The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Good morning, you're tuned in listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 6090 AM here inside of Montreal. It is time to get you to your Cinematic Fridays for March the 28th. You have the horror thriller, The Woman in the Yard. You also have the horror comedy starring Jenna Ortega and Paul Rudd, which is Death of a Unicorn. And finally, he isn't a beekeeper anymore. He's a working man. Jason Statham in A Working Man, which is an action thriller, arriving outside theaters this Friday for March the 28th. And now let us now get to the main part of our show today, where I'm going to be discussing the documentary Yacht Rock for Metal, My Movie. So the Yacht Rock documentary was one that came out from HBO Music, more precisely the Music Box series that HBO curates with some music documentaries. Before we get to the documentary, let's give a brief definition of what Yacht Rock is. So Yacht Rock is a term popularized by the online comedy series where a group of comedians came together and made a series of parodies about these artists that were doing Yacht Rock songs. So Yacht Rock refers to a genre of soft rock music, often associated with the late 70s and early 1980s, characterized by smooth vocals, catchy melodies, glossy production, and evoking a sense of relaxed southern boating culture. So to set the scene here, it comes from the 1970s LA music scene. It can be seen as relaxing music. You have to be inside of a certain zone to listen to this type of music. It doesn't rock, but it also rocks a long way too, a type of a soft rock. It can be defined sonically and also through the voices too inside of the bands. You can definitely pick up onto Michael McDonald's voice and definitely hear it. Or you can take a look at Kenny Loggins and you hear his voice and how iconic it is as well too. It can be defined sonically, as we said. Also too, you have to look beyond the music that they're doing. You have to look it through the lyrics as well too of the song, which is something that a lot of people did when it came to those songs, that they would look at the lyrics to the songs, and it might not be words or lyrically that makes sense. You take a band like Steely Dan with the Asia album, some things don't make sense. However, you can see different things where Yacht Rock lyrically was a vibe. So like we said, weird words and weird melodies can be found inside Steely Dan songs. However, you know, people like Michael McDonald, Kenny Loggins, or even Christopher Cross were making music that was evocative of emotions through their lyrics. So Michael McDonald worked inside of clubs and worked with Steely Dan. He has the ability to sing the high notes, and you definitely know when it's a Michael McDonald song. Let's take a listen. I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore. I keep forgetting things will never be the same again. I keep forgetting how you made that so clear. I keep forgetting instantly that recognizable voice with all of the vocal ranges that he goes through with this track here, I Keep Forgetting. So basically a lot of these artists inside the Yacht Rock had arrangers' ears that they could find different arrangements within the song. You can think about the songs as melodic, jazzy, a lot of chord changes. A lot of solo Kenny Loggins can't be contained in one genre, but he's genre-defining, when Hillary touches the audience, he feels that it becomes something important. The song then becomes something important. The Doobie Brothers, the change of rock from the early 1970s, you can see how they changed their elements of their music by taking elements of R&B and making it your own, finding the right groove. Melody and groove are important to a lot of the yacht rock songs. Then we look at a band like Toto, and the artists inside of Toto played along with various other bands such as Cheap Trick and Alice Cooper, which you look at Cheap Trick and you look at Alice Cooper, and those were the early stages of metal music already starting to flourish and blossom. And then you take a look at the artists known as Christopher Cross, Steely Dan. Artists worked with Christopher Cross onto his music. Like we said, the influential and recognizable voice of Michael McDonald. But this, however, I feel is an important thing about yacht rock and what I gleaned from the documentary this time, that yacht rock became a space for a certain kind of man to express emotions at a time that men were just learning onto how to deal with their emotions. The heartbroken fool, or hearts young running free, all of those were deep emotions that were running through the yacht rock music scene. So yacht rock can be seen in terms of rock as the emo cousin or the emotional core to classic rock. And then, of course, there's the 80s hit with Toto's Africa, which truly exemplifies how yacht rock continued throughout the 80s as well, too. But it's also found a culture today where you can listen to it through different yacht rock music stations, playlists, but also there are events that evoke the yacht rock music scene. When we come back, I will talk a little bit about how metal and yacht rock are used inside of similar ways to evoke their own musical stylings and emotions. You are tuned in and listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds Only Heard on CJLO 1690 AM here in Montreal. welcome back. You're tuning in, listening to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, only heard on CJLO 1690 AM here inside of Montreal. So for the final part of the show today, I'm going to talk a little bit about how the genre of yacht rock, as seen inside the Music Box documentary, Yacht Rock, the Doc Rock documentary from HBO, how the genre of yacht rock can be seen inside of the world of metal as well, too. A little type of metal, my movie here. So it might be generalization as well, too, because you see how the metal music has created, or the metal genre has created, a type of culture and fan base that is present. And it's the same thing with yacht rock. It has created a culture and a fan base. And as well, too, both genres can go into subgenres. So yacht rock is definitely a subgenre, just like metal music has subgenres, too. There can be death metal, there's also baby metal, and various other types of metals, such as scream metal as well, too. But the one that I think that would fit more inside of the yacht rock metal would be the emo genre, which we'll get to inside of a few minutes here. So both can be defined sonically. So you take the voice of Michael McDonald, you can tell immediately that it's Michael McDonald. It's like the same way that you can take Ozzy Osbourne, tell immediately that it's Ozzy Osbourne's voice. Same thing with Axl Rose from Guns N' Roses. Or even the same way that you can tell Gerard Way's voice from My Chemical Romance as a specific sonic voice. As well, too, you can define the genre from the musical arrangements that accompany it as well, too. Just like any genre, there's a tendency of the listener to look behind the music and more into the lyrics of the song, too. And sometimes the lyrics can be very evocative, as we explained with the yacht rock scene, that there's a certain kind of expressive emotion to some of these lyrics inside these songs, just like the same way that metal is used sometimes to express emotions as well, too. You can take a listen to a type of emotional core from a yacht rock song about the heartbroken fool, or hearts running free, or a heartbroken love fool. And then you can take a listen to Trent Reznor and his song from Nine Inch Nails Hurt, both dealing with two different types of hurt and pain, but both going through the emotional stages of pain through their song and their song lyrics. And it's kind of an expressive way for men to get out their emotions through songs and songwriting, essentially. As we said, too, the artists from the yacht rock scene, such as Toto's artists who worked with Cheap Trick and Alice Cooper, both can be seen as the early stages of the metal genre progressing. And I think that that's what it is, that both of these genres allowed men to express emotions inside of a positive way, that men have valid emotions through their music, but as well, too, women have valid emotions through their music. Not a lot of women yacht rock groups, however, we can sort of see how Stevie Nicks can be kind of like part of the yacht rock scene a little bit, even though that Fleetwood Mac is not yacht rock. And there's truly the ones that do define yacht rock indeed. And then we get to what is yacht rock. It is like this emo core of rock music, and it's just like the same way that metal has their emo core of genres inside of metal music. So I think that that best summarizes what connects the metal to yacht rock for Metal My Movie, the Music Box documentary, onto Yacht Rock. On to next week's show. It is another installment of our ongoing playlist, As Heard at the Movies or on TV. We'll have some songs that have been featured in some music and live television from the ongoing playlist that I curate. Thank you all for joining me for this episode of At the Movies this week, and have a good week of streaming a bon cinema.
right, you can find the joy of innocence again. Oh, the candles can do miracles. Just you wait and see.
Can do miracles, just you wait and see.